I was a sub-officer in charge of Deal at the time, and on the day I was returning to duty, so I was off duty at the time of call, and my duty time was starts at 9 o'clock, but I was walking to the fire station as the fire appliance left the station to go to a call, and the call at that particular time was a gas explosion, and nobody knew what the seriousness of the call was. I walked into the fire station to the phone ringing, and it was my control phoning me up and asked me if I would get myself into a car and drive immediately to the barracks, where they had they gave me a code for the incident and would I attend. So I got in a car, joined by another firefighter who happened to be there, and drove directly to the site at the barracks. I drove in behind the fire appliance as a sub-officer in charge. We arrived at the same time.
And what was the scene that greeted you?
The scene at the time was pretty chaotic. It was still in the early stages. There were a lot of walking wounded. There were an awful lot of people about. The place was crowded with people either from the services, from the public, and numerous other people around on the site. And one of the first jobs we had to do was to clear site. At that particular time, you couldn't make out who was injured, who wasn't injured, who was where. There was that many people. There seemed, what seemed to be at the time, there seemed to be dozens of people over the site.
And you were the first tender on the scene?
Yes.
And presumably very quickly it became evident that your role was one of rescue rather than fire.
Yeah, there was very little in the way of fire. There were a few smouldering embers, but very, very little in the way of fire. Our first role on the scene was to assist with the injured and the wounded before we organised ourselves into a search position. The site wasn't actually that big for a disaster site. It was a small area, particularly devastated, but it was only a small area. And the search area, it wasn't that great. You could search the site with very few men for anybody that was obviously evident. And there was no deep rubble piles for burial. It was scattered out. So it was main concern initially with the injured, to move the injured, to triage who was their states and their conditions, and to get that organised, and to clear the site, because there possibly could have been more damage being done than help by just the sheer numbers of people trying to help.
Were you pretty aware very early that there were fatalities?
Oh yes, immediately. We were aware of the fatalities. We could see body parts and people dead on site. And once checked, they were just left and we moved on. You know, our training tells us there's not a lot we can do for those, but we have to help the injured. It's triaging the whole site, and that's what we did.
How long were you involved there?
All day.
All day,
all
right.
Day. I think I left site about 4:30 in the afternoon.
And other tenders by then had arrived?
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, there was a response by other appliances reasonably quick. Within 10 minutes we had a second appliance on site, and within an hour there would have been several on site. I couldn't state how many at the time because I wasn't involved in the command and control part of that. I was still involved with my crews with search and rescue.
And were you obviously aware of the ambulance service being there?
No, in all honesty, no, I wasn't aware of their presence. They obviously were present. I didn't even see any of the helicopters there because of my intense involvement on the scene itself.
And were you aware that a crane had arrived to try help with the heavy lifting?
No, I wasn't. I was not aware of that. I knew we had a height vehicle arrive to search high up roof areas, etc. But I wasn't aware of any crane there, no. That would have been in the latter stages.
By the time, I think the crane came from the Channel Tunnel.
Yeah,
so
yeah. I mean, crane removal, final debris removal was the last stage of any major collapse. So that would have been the last stages of the incident. Probably, I'd have been off-site by then.
But the fire service, are they trained specifically for instant first aid?
Yes, we are trained, and some of us are trained. Everybody's got a first aid and trauma care certificate. And some of us, different ones of us that are members of the search and rescue, have got first aid trauma care and disaster trauma care.
When you've got an investigation like this going, you've got the rescue element and you've got the the police who are anxious to get in and start getting evidence. And you've got the fire service wanting to rescue and the police service wanting to obviously rescue, but obviously gather evidence at the same time.
Yeah. Things have moved on very much since then, but yes, in those days we would have been purely mindset on the rescue element, and nowadays we have training to help preserve evidence as well as rescue, and that's what they will have wanted to preserve the evidence and protect the scene. And mindful of that at the time, we still, our priority was would be on the rescue and the care of the casualties.
Have you got any particular memory of that rescue operation? Did you dig anybody personally out who lived or died? Or?
Yeah, two or three people. I assisted a couple of walking wounded when we first arrived, or perhaps not walking wounded, but badly injured when we first arrived, and put them into the care, which I presume were Wren-type people, I'm not sure,
yeah.
Nurses. Put them into the care of nurses, and they were swiftly moved on and looked after. But yeah, there are several bodies I have assisted to remove.
Well, it must have been a pretty horrific day. And did you have any young firemen on the dealing with some of their first?
Not really. Fortunately for me at the time, and still in general, Deal being the type of station it is generally elder crew people. It's a difficult station to get to, so people are generally on a waiting list to get to Deal, so you've got experienced people at Deal Fire Station. And by that, even though particularly at the time, one or two were slightly affected by the incident, at the time there were no issues really.